Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 2nd of October, 2011. The birthday of Graham Greene, born in Hertfordshire, England, 1904. Studied history at Oxford, came out with a volume of poetry, became a journalist, got married, was received into the Roman Catholic Church. Graham Greene, who thought of his work as being divided into two categories, the serious literary novels, including The Power and the Glory and The End of the Affair, and the entertainments, as he called them, Brighton Rock, Our Man in Havana, The Third Man, thriller, spy novels, books of suspense and intrigue. Most of his novels, many of his plays, stories, eventually adapted to film or television. John Updike considered Graham Greene's novel The Power and the Glory, published in 1939, to be his finest novel in its fascination with sin and evil. 14 years after it was published, an Italian cardinal, Giuseppe Pizzardo, wrote to the Archbishop of Westminster denouncing the book. He knew that the Archbishop was a friend of Greene's and asked the Archbishop to urge the writer to be more constructive from a Catholic point of view in all his writings and to make changes to that book, The Power and the Glory, in all future editions. Graham Greene's friend, the novelist Evelyn Waugh, told him that since the church had taken 14 years to react to the book, Greene should take 14 years to respond to it. But years later, Graham Greene, visiting Pope Paul VI at the Vatican, when the Pope told Greene that he, the Pope, had read The Power and the Glory, Greene said the book had been condemned by the Holy Office. And the Pope said, "Parts of all your books will always offend some Catholics, and you shouldn't pay any attention to that." It was on this day, 1950, the comic strip Peanuts, illustrated, written by Charles M. Schulz, was first published. Started out appearing in 8 newspapers across the U.S., became an immediate success. Charles Schulz, who began every morning with a jelly donut, sat down, tried to think of an idea. He produced all aspects of Peanuts by himself, including the final art and lettering. And it's the birthday of the cartoonist and poet Shel Silverstein, born Chicago, 1932, author of The Giving Tree and the poetry collection A Light in the Attic. Studied at the Chicago Academy of Fine Arts, joined the Army, became a cartoonist for Playboy magazine, also produced a number of plays and comedic stage shows, composed songs, and his book of children's poetry, Where the Sidewalk Ends, is one of the best-selling volumes of poetry of all time. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumin, entitled Game. Before he died, Archduke Franz Ferdinand, gunned down in Sarajevo to jumpstart World War I, bragged he had shot 3,000 stags and a miscellany of foxes, geese, wolves, and boars driven toward him by beaters, stout men he ordered to flush creatures from their cover into his sights, a tradition the British aristocracy carried on, further aped by rich Americans from Teddy R. to Ernest H., something Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, pudgy son of Sicilian immigrants, indulged in when, years later, he had scores of farm-raised birds beaten from their cages and scared up for him to shoot down, which brought him an inner joy. What happened to him when he was a boy? A poem entitled Game by Maxine Cumin from Where I Live, New and Selected Poems, 1990 to 2010, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.